This Wednesday night, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences holds its annual Grammy Awards ceremony in Los Angeles. The evening before, at a banquet for nominees, the Academy will honor music producer Arif Mardin. The Special Merit Grammy recognizes Mardin's career-long contributions in the recording field. He stoked the careers of stars including Dusty Springfield, Hall & Oates, and the Bee Gees. But he's also known as the Diva Producer for his work with pop's greatest singers Barbara Streisand, Diana Ross, Whitney Houston, Bette Midler, and the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
If I don't have a respect for an artist, I don't work with that artist. That's why I was successful working with truly difficult artists, but they turned out to be wonderful, reasonable ladies, people like Barbara Streisand, you know, or Bette Midler. I have great relationship with these people, and I listen to them and they listen to me.
I gave my heart to you, the one that I trusted. You brought it back. All broken and busted, so I sold my heart to the junk man, and I'll never fall in love again.
We hear the title producer all the time, but I'm not sure we all have a clear idea of what that is. What does it mean to be a record producer?
A record producer is almost like a film director, but of course a record is a mini film. You know, he has command of the artistic environment. And also the producer's job is, it doesn't end in the studio. You have to mix the song from a multi-track tape to a stereo end product. Work with the engineer closely, you know, get the proper balance, vocal balance, orchestra balance, whatever. And then you have to do the networking. Is my record selling? So it's actually from pre-production all the way to following through the sales and promotional process.
You were born and raised in Turkey, right?
Yes.
When did you decide to become a music producer?
Well, first of all, I bought my first Duke Ellington record when I was 10 years old. I took my mom to the store, so I was a fanatical jazz fan. And I started my musical education actually writing for local bands and playing piano. Then I got a scholarship at Berklee College of Music in Boston. Then Nesui Erdogan, one of the founders of Atlantic Records, hired me, a fellow Turk, you know, the Turkish group. Mm-hmm. And there I was working with a group called the Young Rascals, co-producing, you know, with them. And that record became number one. Yeah. So I was bitten by the pop bug.
One, two, three. Good love. Good love. Good love.
Jazz went back burner a little bit. So there I was intrigued.
Well, I want to ask you about that because I wondered if you had come to the U.S. hoping to work with jazz musicians at first, and then were you a little disappointed to be assigned a rock group?
Well, this is, my father asked me, but what do you want to do, son? I said, I want to be a big band arranger. He thought that I was going to Mars, you know. And I didn't even know that big bands were on a decline at that point.
Yeah.
So I learned the craft of writing for big bands, but there were hardly any orchestras to write for.
So what? So you said now you're bitten by the pop bug, so you've got a feel for this thing. And then what did you say, bring them on, or was that Atlantic's idea to start feeding you more?
I was still an apprentice. I was working with Jerry Wexler, who had signed Aretha Franklin. I was the junior member of a production team. And I was learning, actually. I was learning on the job. And I'm so blessed to have worked with Aretha Franklin because she's just magic in the studio.
Start getting in the spirit in the dark.
In the dark.
Now, I know there's an interesting story that you have to tell about working with Aretha Franklin. A little mistake that you may have made.
Oh, okay. This is a Tom Dowd, a great engineer, producer, and we're working on one of her songs, and accidentally we erased her vocal in the bridge section, 8 bars. So, blushing, we went, Aretha, please, can you sing the bridge again? We did something. She said, I sang it before. Go get it. Well, she sang it on a different take, different piece, you know, tape. So, in those days, you didn't have the technology of sampling and putting it, you know. So, all right, so what shall we do? So, we actually transferred that vocal to a mono tape, and then we flew that tape, the vocal, back into the erased part. But, of course, it was a different tempo.
Yeah.
So, we had to move it and hone it until it sounded right. So she had the technology. In 1966, she knew that it could be done.
Now, you worked with such a variety of artists. I mean, the list is astounding for their own virtuosity and their talent. But then when you look at the variety of styles, you have to wonder how you were able to adjust your sense of success for each of these styles. How do you do that?
Well, I mean, you're right. I worked with Willie Nelson, John Prine, and Steve Goodman. Then, you know, Donny Hathaway, one of the greatest singers, rock bands. I think the formula or the secret is that I have to believe in their sincerity. If the music is sincere, I go along with it. To work with Willie Nelson, truly a great American, you know, original, and to work with, let's say, avant-garde jazz group is the same. I use the same energy, the same criteria, because I know that the music is sincere and heartfelt.
Well, you can't make a record if you ain't got nothing to say. You can't make a record if you ain't got nothing to say. You can't play music if you don't know nothing to play.
Well, what's next? What's the next big project, or what are you working on now?
Well, next big project is I have my jazz compositions. I'd like to get some friends and all, you know, stars, put them together and record that. Also, I'm working on my memoirs. I reached chapter 3.
How many chapters do you expect?
I don't know.
Okay.
I wrote an opera, one-act opera, and that I'm trying to find a home for that. And I write string quartets. I mean, I'm really I moonlight in my attic. I write these weird pieces.
Would you like to make that more of what you're doing and take it out of the attic and bring it down to the living room?
Well, definitely. I like to. They have to, you know, see the light of day.
Arif Mardin joined us from our New York bureau. He'll be receiving the Trustees Award from the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences on Tuesday. Mr. Mardin, thanks very much and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Frank.